Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life. Once again, the 5 on 5. And once again, the 5 on 5 is sponsored by a wonderful Vero Beach salon called Kaleidoscope Hair, formerly with the Color Experience. You will find over there Sandra Reynoso and Callie Ruiz, and they are dedicated to giving patrons the best cuts, the most natural color, and everyone's favorite, extraordinary shampoos. Just love the way that sounds. You'll find them in the Kmart Plaza at 1545 U.S. Highway 1. You can give them a call at 772-569-3645. Kaleidoscope Hair, get a new twist on your look today. They will truly give you something to be grateful for.
Today's 5 on 5 are random wonders from random contributors. I just asked random people for something unusual that they were grateful for, or something that, you know, they could talk about. And Miss Jill was the first one, and she said, when the background music at work is music that I can enjoy and keep tempo with. That's kind of an interesting one, isn't it? You don't really think about the background music at work, but that was good.
No more Muzak.
That's right. Zach said, when someone changes their plans to accommodate me.
Wow.
That's a nice one, isn't it?
Yeah, that is.
Yeah, that's a good gratitude point.
Make you feel important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Andrea said, moving away from the town I grew up in so I could really find myself.
Hmm.
That brings a lot of thought, doesn't it? You're like, wow. I guess sometimes you have to do that. You have to go away to know who you are.
I think it's almost 10 years ago, my darling Elizabeth moved to Boston, and at the time I thought it was the worst thing that could happen, and it turned out to be the best.
Yeah. Okay. Miss Liz said she's grateful for the ability to bring an ailing family member into her home and give her the care she needed to heal and get stronger. That's a nice one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that is.
And the last one was Christine. Christine said she's grateful for when you discover the funny bone on someone you want to cheer and you can get them laughing.
Laughter is the best medicine.
It is, yeah. Thanks, everybody, for those thoughts. And each week we do a 5 on 5. It's 5 points of gratitude because, you know, life can be tough, but if you can keep up with that gratitude meter, it's going to help you. Today we're talking about how to overcome anger and the stuff that comes with it. And one of the things I wrote about here is the greatest connectors, love and laughter.
Love and laughter.
Love and laughter, the greatest connectors. Because anger disconnects and causes others to retreat. You know, when you're angry, you're pushing people away.
Separation.
Absolutely. So even people we're not angry at, I'm not even angry at you, but I'm pushing you away. Because I'm angry.
It's a repellent.
Yeah, it is. So if you're in that moment where you're feeling the anger, find a reason to smile or just fake the smile. Because, you know, it's funny. You hear people say, if you're smiling, people can hear it. So, for example, if you're doing your recording on your phone, smile while you're doing it. Hello, this is Beth, and I'm not available to come to the phone right now. If you can call me back, or I'll call you, you know, whatever you want to say. But if you're smiling, people can hear it. And it's because your body responds to those muscles being moved. And your body will help you get into the next thought frame. You know, so find a reason to smile or just fake it. Or think of a joke. Or better yet, tell one. Tell a joke, you know, watch a comedy. If you're going to watch a movie and you're feeling angry, don't watch one where everybody's getting blown up and torn apart. Watch something that makes you laugh. You know, find lightheartedness in laughter, because I'm telling you, love and laughter are the two greatest connectors that you'll ever find. And when you're angry, you're disconnecting. So that's the problem with anger. It's hard to be angry and connect. Don't you agree?
Well, absolutely, because anger is a tool of separation, you know? And like I said, and folks, if you, do you know have you had the experience when you're, when you have acquaintance, friends, or whatever that are angry? I mean, that's the
subject. They're angry people?
Well, they're, even if they're just angry in a particular situation, you know, it gets to the people where it's not fun. It's not pleasant being around them.
Right.
You know, especially if they're sitting in it, if they're living in it, and they're unwilling to look at it or unwilling to seek solution, or they're justifying their discontent, you know, you pull away.
Yeah. Well, you're kind of bringing me to another point, another way, another thing that we need to think about when we're dealing with anger. Okay?
I'm ready.
I think you need to listen to your self-talk and your words and how you speak to other people. You know, because language is really powerful. And are you always using negative anger or negative language?
Yeah.
And because negative language is geared to keep you upset. And if you change your words, you can change your attitudes, and then you can change your actions. Because thoughts come first, and then actions. And so if you want to live a life with less anger, you want to think differently, speak differently, and act differently.
Take the fuel away from the fire.
Yeah. When you hear self-talk, when I say listen to your self-talk, what do you think about, Lee?
I am.
I am. What you say after those words?
Yep.
Well, you know, I think they're in powerful words. And yes, that's the spiritual part for Miss Liz that's listening. That is the spiritual part. You know, the a long time ago, an old man named Moses asked this higher power that was communicating with him, as it's told in the Torah. He said, what's your name? And the higher power said, my name is I Am. And so I think anything that comes after those two words are pretty strong. You know, if I am well, I am worthless.
I am worth it.
I am worthwhile. I am valuable. I am
worth the effort to try and overcome this.
Right. So how you talk to yourself and those words that you say, listen to yourself, because sometimes in your own head you're saying, you're such an idiot. Why are you saying that? Why are you saying that to them? Can't you see how they're looking at you? They think you're a jerk, you know?
I am so stupid. I am so fat. I am so ugly.
Yeah.
I am so, you know, just.
Or how about this one? I am so over it. Meaning I'm not willing to do any work to make this right. I am so over this. I am done. Just those words. Now you can hear, let me say those same words with a smile. I am so over this. I am done. Now, just the smile makes the difference, doesn't it? I know it sounds crazy, but it changes what that could mean. And that's what you have to hear. What are you saying? What you're speaking is what you're creating in your life, how you talk to others, how you talk to yourself, especially what's going on in your head that we can't even hear. Listen to those words. If they're negative, it's time to change them. So you're saying, I am, Lee, you mentioned I am right away. Are you talking about affirmations? Would you suggest people try affirmations? Have you ever done them?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How did you do them?
Well,
did you write them first, like write them down and then just read them to yourself?
Well, I've had, a lot of times I've had people suggest them, I've read them, and then I've aspired to them, and then I've practiced them. And of course, you know, I love the victorious prayer that you had written, you know, and it's not a religious prayer, but it's an affirmation, mm-hmm. You know, it really is, you know, it's a practice that if I persist at it, can change my perspective.
Yeah. Now, all you have to do that is go on our website, go to BethWE.com, and you'll see, does it say victorious prayer?
I think it says victorious.
So go to that little flipper at the top of the page and click on it. And what will come up is a description of a prayer, like why it will work and how to use it. And there's fill in the blanks, which is really great. You fill in the blanks, like, you know, I want, fill in the blank. What do you want? You might want something different than what I want. And when you fill in that blank and then you start to read that to yourself, it becomes more and more a part of the way you think. When it's not a part of the way you think, you're not going to get there. So So try that victorious prayer. Fill out, you know, it's just a little tool that we have on the website. The website is really just tools for people trying to live a better life.
And the victorious prayer is, you know, it's, I mean, you said I want, but it's an I am.
Yeah.
It's an I am.
Right.
You know, I am, now that I am.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah, fill in the blank. My life is filled with fill in the blank, you know.
And
it's an aspiration.
It is. And as you say it over and over, you come to believe that that's possible for you. And as you come to believe that that's possible for you, you start to open up to opportunities that may bring that to you. And as you open up to opportunities that may bring that to you, you expand your mind. I mean, you're opening your mind, you're expanding your consciousness, and you're actually allowing the higher power to work in your life at a much greater rate, a much quicker rate. It's not so slow because you're open to the potential.
You know, there's the term self-fulfilling prophecy, mm-hmm. and that can go both ways.
Right.
You know, because if I keep stating negatively, you know, it's going to find a way in the universe to fulfill itself in some way or form, even if just through my perspective. If I flip that, I believe that I will be led to better.
Right.
You know, what do I want? Yeah, you know, affirmations, aspirations. What am I aspiring to?
Right.
Do I want to settle? Do I want less?
Yeah, we want to be our best selves.
I do, and I also want to serve my loved ones. I also, yeah.
Yeah, and anger slows that down. Those negative emotions steal that potential from us. So that's why we're talking about this, and we're talking about how to get through when you're feeling angry. Things to do, overcoming ideas. We're going to take a short little break, and when we come back, we're going to give you some more thoughts on this. Hang with us.
If you connect with the thoughts and words of Beth Wee Radio Hour, you should click on our website to find ideas that will help you live your best life. At BethWee.com, you'll discover Beth's weekly blog that encourages growth, a format you can fill in to create a prayer of victory to help you through a tough time, and in-depth videos teaching on 12 steps, even if you aren't battling alcoholism or addiction. Beth speaks to your personal place of brokenness so you can rise above it. All this and more at BethWee.com. Check it out today.
And welcome back, folks. We mentioned the Beth Wee website. It is under Victory.
Oh, the tab for the Victorious Prayer.
Victorious Prayer.
The tab. Thank you. That was our man in the back telling us what it was. And thank you, Shane.
It's nice to have someone behind you.
It does, yeah. Yeah. The tab is Victory. So we're talking about what being ticked off can do to you. How holding on to it can slow you down.
Can do to you and others.
Yeah, and how you can overcome that. You know, how you can kind of move through it and move on with it. You know, one of the things we talk about a lot on Beth Wee is forgiveness. And choosing forgiveness is another way to overcome anger. It's a hard one. But I'm going to tell you, there's a little prayer that I say. And when someone's angry at me, or when I'm angry at them, it works for both. Okay, so this is kind of a
dual purpose.
Yes, a dual purpose prayer.
One size fits all.
That's right. And I just say, God, don't hold, and I'll fill in the blank with a name, accountable for the wrongs he or she does against me. And it sounds like such a simple little prayer. If you're really angry or have been really hurt by somebody, you might not be able to say that whole sentence for a while. Just keep trying. Keep practicing every day. God, please don't hold blank accountable for the wrongs he does against me. And eventually you'll say the whole sentence. And eventually you'll say the sentence more than once a day. You'll say it over and over. And eventually you will let go of this thing. And this forgiveness will kind of overtake you. Doesn't mean that you think that what they did was okay. It doesn't mean that you think that they know it. It doesn't mean you're in reestablished a relationship with them. It
doesn't mean you're going to do lunch.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't. It just means that you're going to be free of carrying it around with you. So forgiveness is a big one. Now, again, on our website, I did a teaching on forgiveness, and I did use the 12 steps for that. Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah. So I have the notes from that teaching. It's from a women's conference I did, a CIS conference I did over in Sarasota a couple years back. And my teaching notes are on there. And you can go on and peek through those and see if any of those speak to you. There might be one sentence on that whole thing that makes you go, oh, maybe I can do that for my sister. Maybe I can do that for my father, for my mother, for my son, for my boss, for my second grade teacher, for my whoever it is that you're holding it against.
An important part, too, of this is it's not for them.
No.
It is not for them because they're not the ones that are suffering. This is for you. This is for me. When I get to a place of forgiveness, it is my peace of mind that I'm recovering.
And, you know, forgiveness is not a feeling. It's an act of your will. But what's really interesting is it will change how you feel. It will change how you feel in the long run. It won't, when that person's name comes up, it won't scream at you. It won't make your blood pressure go up. It will just make you say, yeah, that was a tough time, and move on from there. You know, we did the 5-on-5, and we talk a lot about gratitude. What about writing a gratitude list? Do you think that would help people that are dealing with anger?
I think that gratitude is the solution to my attitude, and I never really
said it like that.
No, but it really is. If I am in a place of gratitude, it is difficult for me to be discontent, disturbed, or irritated.
Right. Well, I do a journaling technique pretty regularly, and that's another thing. I think that journaling can be a way to get free, to get it out on paper, all of it. You know, if you're angry, start with what they did to you. And if you keep writing, it will come around to what you did to allow it, if you keep writing.
I just want to say briefly on journaling, because I think that many people, and I hate to say it, many men, the mind clamps shut. But I found myself when I started saying, what am I going to write? I sat down and I wrote, I don't know why I'm doing this. That's what I wrote. I don't know what I'm supposed to write about. That's what I wrote. And before I knew it, my mind and my hand connected, and it was like a mental purging onto the paper. And sometimes it was just a few lines. Mm-hmm. But as with anything, the practice perpetuated itself.
Yeah. And you know, if it's something that was a bad situation that you're angry about, I've even had people have them write about it, and it sounds so like doo-doo-doo-doo, or I don't know, just kind of out there. But let them burn that paper. Let them burn that, and kind of like, just kind of, it's kind of like making a sacrifice or something, or just a walking into it and saying, you know what, this is what I feel about this, and I burn it up. It's like, I want it to be over. I want it to be done. Here it all is, out spelled out in pen and ink, and now I want it to go away, and I'm going to burn it, and hopefully that will help me release it and let go. And get some closure, because some of the reason we carry anger for so long is because we don't have closure. We don't have a way out. I think that this journaling exercise can help you. So I'm kind of putting these together. The reason is, in my journaling, in my daily journaling, I write a gratitude list. I write five things that I'm grateful for every day. That's where the 5-on-5 came from. And I write five things. And you know, some days I have to really think, like, oh gosh, what am I grateful for today that I haven't written before?
Well, plus you also don't repeat them.
I won't repeat them. But you know, then I'll see things happen. You know what I saw this week, what made my list this week?
Was it a bird?
Yes, it was an egret. It was an egret crossing the street between the white lines. Isn't that funny? On the light. You know, the little light was on where you could walk if you want. Here's this egret walking across. And it just cracked me up. And I was having a hard time. I was emotionally upset at that point.
And you got a momentary relief.
I got momentary relief because I'm watching this egret, and I know it's going to make my gratitude list, an egret walking between the white lines. And, you know, that's what happens. When you do journaling with some regularity, when you do the 5-on-5, when you get grateful with some regularity, when you get angry, and when you need that ability to journal or to write a list of things you're grateful for, it will come more easily to you.
Well, because we're back to practice.
Yeah. you're better at it.
You're rewriting your patterns.
Yeah. I had a woman call me this week, and she was struggling with something, and she said, I don't know why I should be doing this, you know, this whatever it was. And I said, did you take gymnastics as a kid? And she said, yes. What does that have to do with anything? And I said, well, did you have to go to practice? And she said, yeah. And I said, did you get better at it? She said, yeah. And I said, because your muscles improved. Your muscles got used to bending that way, to flipping. They got stronger to hold you, to hold your weight on whatever it is, on the horse or on the bars or on whatever you were. And she said, yeah. And I said, that's what happens with your mind and your spirit too. If you practice these things, they get stronger and they're able to carry you in times when other people might fall. You might have the strength only because you've practiced it. And that's what we're talking about here. So with journaling or with the gratitude list, think about doing it, but think about it because when you need it, maybe you're not angry now, but when you need it, it'll be there for you and you'll know how to do it
again.
Yeah. It's an investment in yourself. So we've talked about a lot of things today, Lee. You know, there's this other thought, and this also comes from 12-step. And there's my little books, the God Speaks books. Many of those are thoughts heard in 12-step rooms. And they're thoughts that can help anybody. Some of you listening to this, when I mention 12-step, you're thinking, well, I'm not a drinker like that. I don't need that. You know what? 12-steps are for everybody. They're not just for people with alcohol or drug problems. But I will tell you this. That's how we started coming together. We wanted to put together tools for those that have been impacted by addiction. And addiction affects everybody, whether you are the addict or whether you love the addict or whether the addict works for you. I mean, it's funny. It used to be that we didn't know a lot of people like that. And now there's probably not anybody listening to the sound of my voice who doesn't know somebody who has an issue like that.
Well, there's a whole new awareness too, because it's not that it hasn't always been there in some dimension or not, but people are willing to look now.
Right. And the things have changed. You know, the drugs and the alcohol are higher powered right now because of
that higher power.
Not with a capital HP.
Yeah.
No. I mean, they're stronger because of science. Science and technology has advanced. But the sentence that I want to say from the 12-step, sorry, I hit my microphone. The sentence that I want to say is, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? That's your choice today, folks. If you're going to struggle with the anger, you're choosing it. You're choosing to be right. I want to be right more than I want to be happy.
And how's that feel?
And how does it feel? And who's being affected? Is the person that hurt you even being affected by it? They might not even know you're carrying that around. So it's important for you to speak your truth. You know, do what you can. We mentioned move a muscle, change a thought. We mentioned breathing through it, listening to your self-talk and your words to others. We mentioned forgiveness and writing a gratitude list. We mentioned journaling. And we mentioned love and laughter. Am I smiling right now? Can you tell by my voice? You know, listen to how you talk and choose to be more lighthearted. Choose that for your life. Because there's many emotions. Anger is just one of them that are tough. They can be tough emotions. Feeling can be hard work sometimes. But you're not alone. And you will get through it.
Think of what you could do with the energy you're putting into it.
You know, in the end, if we're pushed hard enough, we might move into anger. Like we said, it's a common emotion. But it always comes back to that, to how does it affect me? How do I affect others then? What is this doing to my life? If you want to look at the selfish part of it, let me ask you some different questions than I need to get results because I deserve to be treated differently because I this or that.
Aye, aye, aye.
Yeah, aye, aye, aye. Let me say this. What is it doing for you? Is it really helping or is it hindering? Come on, give it up. We're so glad you tuned in with us. We'll be here next Thursday from 11 to 12. We're here every week. Tune in to our website, bethwe.com, and find some other ways to
live your best life.
We love you.